Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good night. This is Ignite Your Purpose, episode 112. And here, longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's a mix of the mental, the physical, and the spiritual. It's the mind, body, soul, trifecta. Negative to positive. Now, we did earlier today, episode 111, but I had a complete and utter blank. We're human, it happens. We ain't perfect by any stretch. But on our pre-show ramble, we came up with a subject for a great conversation. We hope that may bring you some value for those who listen to video, to audio, entertain all the same. And it came up as we can you get your headphones, dude? Cool. We'll just hold on 2 seconds while Max plugs in. Hold on.
I'm here.
Got it?
Got it.
So this came up because we were talking about a person that we both know who is, I don't know if he's enlightened, but he is way further down the game than both Max and I are. And he didn't say this, but we came up with the statement that would he say that we are enlightened enough to educate others on being enlightened at all? What a statement. I think that was a blinding statement. And the first thing I would say is, personally, I am not enlightened. I don't think I'm enlightened. I think I am self-aware. There are times when Emma walks in the door mid-show. There are times when I'm not self-aware. We're human. It ain't 100% of the time that we are on it. Aware of each individual thought, why they happened, what it means to whatever. But that's the question. Max, you're 10 years in the game, as you'd like.
10 years in the game, baby. You know, and yeah, it was an assumption John and I both made that I don't want to say it would be frowned upon in the way it is, because at some point, John mentioned this too, there's, you know, where's the starting point? If you have 55 years in the game, do you don't want somebody who's got 53 years in the game teach, you know what I mean? So it's a very unique standard. So it could be completely false the way we thought, but it brought up so many things, John. And one of them was our intent, right? And the intent is basically to show where we came from, negative to positive. So our intent is good. Then we started rolling into the talks about Gary Vee and how he shits on those people that, you know, are 18 years old and claim they're a life coach and are charging, you know, 10 grand for a weekend retreat, you know. And I'm in a complete agreeance with everybody who thinks in that system that that's bullshit, Megan, because it is, you know. John and I, we're not here trying to, you know, extract, you know, $9.99 a month, you know, so you can hear us just have fun talking about things that are relevant. You know what I mean? And we also talked about the reason we're doing this, our intent, and in what we are saying are all things that we've gone through and learned from.
Yeah.
So how that is not beneficial to me is irrelevant, because I think it is. And I know that I'm putting stuff out there that I would have wanted to hear when I was, you know, whatever age going through the shit I was going through. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's interesting, because when is somebody who's been 10 years in the meditation game and mindfulness game, or 20 years or 30, let's say I've been in mindfulness for 30 years, somebody who's been in it for 60 years might shit on me and say, well, you can't talk about it yet because you are not enlightened, my friend. But for me, there's a scale, and I'll bring us maybe towards something that we can all understand. It's health and fitness or wellness. And you've got normal in the middle, and at one end you've got healthy, fit, well, and at the other end of the scale you've got unfit, unhealthy, sick. And at some point you've got to go through normal to get to healthy and well. But at any particular level on that scale, if you're starting from zero, the next person you pump into who may be one third of the way along, he may have that one golden nugget to share with you, and you could say, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. I can relate to getting out of bed, meet a friend every morning for a walk, and that's what he may have to say. Whereas previously, you might have it in your mind that you've got to go to the gym 10 times a week, you've got to have a personal trainer who costs $200 a month, you've got to have your food prepared by a five-star chef and it's all organically hand-picked, because you don't know. If we never compare ourselves to somebody who is at that unreachable end of the scale, we'll never begin, because that it doesn't seem possible or achievable to be that far down the road. So to be enlightened, to be a monk or a Buddhist or whatever delineation it is, you think, oh, that is so far away. I can't possibly think of what I might achieve in 30 years, 40 years. But what we can do is connect to what we can do today and tomorrow. And those nuggets of information we're going to pick up from friends and colleagues, and they will share their insight and their experience, their genuine experience. And then we get a dialogue and a conversation going, and then we can either ask more or better questions of the individual. Where did you learn this? Who did you learn this from? Why should I listen to you or consider that? Or you'll go away and ask those questions, and you would then have a more better informed decision or choice based around some sort of qualified knowledge, rather than just being scared off because it's too far away.
Wow, you did a good job, John. You made up for 1-1-1, that's for sure.
Yeah, man, 1-1-1 sucks.
No, it was good. You had a good chance. He's just upset with himself because he didn't have a follow-up, because he had so much in his brain, but he had a good chunk of words to say, which was great. But two things there that I noticed you just bounced off of, and this is what it's all about, right? If you have an open dialect and you have that childlike mind, okay, so now we are open to hear it. John said two things to me. He said comparison. As humans, that's all we do. All we do all day is compare to each other. We're always comparing, right? Which is a huge thing to take away from that. And how if you are, let's say if there's 7 billion people and you are the 7 billion, how are you not comparing yourself to the 69999, you know what I mean? The 6800, whatever, right? It's what we do, and we want to be better, get better. So at some point we have to, if you're so inclined like you and I, is put that knowledge out. You know what I mean? Like, it's what we're here to do. We're here to, we talk from negative to positive. And if you understand that there are vibrations of both, all John and I are trying to do is put out more of those positive vibration feelers, right? So childlike mind and comparison were two huge things that came up to me there, John. And I'm enjoying what we're doing.
And I suppose, for something for those of you who choose to listen to take away with, I'll bring it back to where we started this. Are we enlightened enough to educate others, or when are you enlightened enough? And I'd say you're never enlightened enough, because you can always be enlightened more.
This is the
truth. As long as you have something that you genuinely feel is of value and may aid others in their journey to becoming self-aware, have a fruit.
Johnny, you there?
Okay, so hopefully there'll be a little bit more content there for you than episode 111. For those of you listening, for those of you watching, thank you as always. I'm back. If you like it, please do hit the subscribe button, hit the share button, hit the like button, whichever platform you're on. And it's not about the numbers, it's just about sharing it, so people may get some benefit and value from the words we speak each and every day. So from me, thank you, goodbye, and we'll see you tomorrow.